I'm Dr. Robert Mather. Welcome to my podcast. My podcasts are available exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com. Today is Wednesday, September 15th, 2021. Welcome back. It's been a while since I've done one of these podcasts, but there was just so much going on that I felt like I had to comment on some things. General Milley, right? How do Democrats resolve their idea of making more laws and, of course, executive orders, and also then choosing which ones they want to follow, right? Everything Milley did that's alleged which should be absolutely considered treason. By that same logic of somebody doing what they think is right as the standard of operations in the military chain of command, by that same token, we would expect that anybody today could step away from the Biden administration, which the Biden administration, we'll get to in a minute, and their incompetence, but somebody should be able to step away from them and do whatever they want. And that's not right either, right? There's a chain of command that exists for a reason. And so everything General Milley did, I believe, if he actually did that, is treason. If not, then let's look at the other issue of what the media is doing, right? The media defending those actions as being noble is treasonous as well, whether or not that rises to the level of a legal definition of that or not. That's not good for our country at all. Let's look at Joe Biden's incompetence, right? So think back a year. This is the year anniversary of the Abrahamic Accords being set, right? Peace in the Middle East for the Trump versus Biden administration's Afghanistan debacle, right? We've still got people in Afghanistan that can't get out. We've got people from Afghanistan here. We don't know who they are. They're not vaccinated. They're just turned loose. So Joe Biden, to make us safer, has actually brought imported terrorists and turned them loose unvaccinated, right? Against everything that they say they're going to do. That takes us to the next thing we're going to talk about, their lies, right? Democrats are lying constantly to us. They lie every day. This administration is the pinnacle of lying. We've never seen the American people lie to like this before. They lie to us every day. Remember the debates and how they hid Joe Biden and then how weak he looked in the debates? And they covered for that, right? They're lying to the people all the time. It's pathological. They don't even know what's true or not anymore. Bob Feldman, a researcher, found that 60% of people lie during a 10-minute conversation and average 2 to 3 lies during that time. That's an average person having an average normal conversation with somebody else. 60% of people lie and then 2 to 3 lies during that 10-minute span. So that means if you listen to a press conference from any administration, you would expect 2 to 3 lies probably, maybe a couple more. So think about how many times you're being lied to by the Biden administration with everything, right? They said that there'd be no federal vaccine mandates just a month ago. And what do? They come out and have a federal vaccine mandate. They said they would never, Joe Biden said he would never remove the filibuster. And now he's leading discussions to have the filibuster removed so they can pass their terrible policies. And not to mention all the times that, you know, the media has covered for Joe Biden's lies about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's lies about his unethical connections with various other countries. Remember, Trump got impeached for something that Biden did. I'm not talking about the fact that Biden had those conversations since then. I'm talking about the whole conversation was about Biden being a crook, and somehow Trump gets impeached for Biden being a crook. Biden gets a pass. And never forget the fact that the media is still covering for Hunter Biden's laptop, right? All of that stuff has turned out to be true, and it's still out there, and most people don't even know about it. And of course, Joe's unethical business deals that the Obama administration had confessed were unethical at the time that they happened. And somehow this guy still ends up being president. He's the weakest president we've ever seen. He can't hold it. He couldn't carry a cup of coffee without spilling it on himself. And his wife pretty much runs the show, I guess. And that's not who anybody elected. I mean, I didn't vote for him, so I didn't elect him at all. So let's talk a little bit about mental health, right? So Trump's mental health was consistently scrutinized, but Biden gets a pass on that too, right? I mean, he's demonstrably mentally deficit, right? We can all see that. You know, what happens? Media covers for that too. He doesn't have any events during the day. He very rarely speaks. When he does speak, they cut off his microphone or he reads a card very weakly and says that he's not supposed to say anything or call on certain people. That's the leader of the free world. We're in a lot of trouble in the United States. There is a real authoritarian threat to democracy with the Democrats and what they've done. What they've done with all of their executive orders and policies. And since we had 8 years of the Obama administration with executive orders where they said, you know what, let's just sign it, make it into a law, or not make it into, skip the law process, but sign it, make it into policy, implement it, and then the lawyers will sort it out. It'll be too late. They can't do anything. Obama said he was doing that. Biden has said he's doing that, and they're still doing that. That's why we still end up with DACA, right? Because the courts have said it's been so long, they don't want to overturn it and take things out, when the reality is it was illegal from the start. That's their strategy, is to just break rules and make up new ones on their own that they enforce for themselves, like vaccine mandates and mask mandates. Don't forget, when we talk about this real authoritarian threat to democracy by the Democrats, don't sit on the sidelines, right? Obama targeted conservatives. Remember the IRS scandal where suddenly conservatives were by policy being audited? That's coming back, right? We know that's going to come back. You're going to get disheartened in California, what you saw with Larry Elder losing. Larry Elder is going to run again in 2022, right? In November 2022 is when he'll run. He's going to lose again. There's going to be even fewer Republicans there. I talked to a real estate agent the other day here in Oklahoma City, and she said that there's just a massive influx of people from the West Coast that are coming for political reasons, that are coming to Oklahoma City, and she's just flooded with people that are coming, that are escaping that, that are coming here, and that are, and they're looking for insurance agents and bankers and investment brokers, and they're looking for all of these different types of services because they are uprooting and taking everything they have with them, all of their assets, all of their services, everything. They want nothing to do with California. Also, Portland, Oregon, apparently, is having a tremendous influx of people coming to our city as well. And that's just one real estate agent, one city, and we weren't even talking about that. She's just talking about how much business there is because of this influx. So it's a reverse grapes of wrath scenario is really what we're seeing. And then I know of others that are coming for the same reasons. California is just falling apart, and it's not going to get better. Speaking of not getting better, let's talk a little bit about George W. Bush and his comments targeting Trump supporters, essentially, at the 9/11 ceremony, right? So George W. Bush, you know, Kurt Schlichter said it best when he said, we had his back and he stabbed us in ours, right? But let's think about what Bush's legacy is, in addition to turning his back on all of his supporters who've defended him for many years. And I've been one who's defended him right up until this moment. Bush's legacy was he didn't take care of the border when he should have. So we have all of these border problems that we have now. Afghanistan is all his. He owns that problem too. And the division that we see, this stark division that we see, as he calls for unity all the time by throwing his people under the bus, the division we have is from the 2000 election, right? His election, his narrow election, his lawsuit, his presidency, the way that he handled that, all of that. He owns all of this. And he has the gall to tell us, as Trump supporters, who are supporting better conservative policies, maybe not as excited about President Trump and sometimes some of the things he says, but we're supporting better conservative policies. Trump was a more conservative president than anybody we've seen except Ronald Reagan. That's important to conservatives. So let's look at what kind of the way that George Bush thinks, right? I've written about him before. I've analyzed him before in print. And I've been very supportive of him. But I am tired of him throwing me under the bus along with the other Trump supporters. George Bush is a very high self-monitor, right? He thinks about what he says before he says. So self-monitoring is where you think about what you say before you say it. And so a high self-monitor is going to put a lot of thought into the implications of everything they say and how it impacts everybody they talk to. A low self-monitor is going to just blurt out whatever comes into their head. So George W. Bush is a typical politician. He's a very high self-monitor. Donald Trump was not a typical politician. He's a very low self-monitor. Anything that pops into his head, he'll say. Okay. So we have had plenty of high self-monitor politicians. What we need are more low self-monitors with good ideas, right? People who are going to be very transparent. It may not be pretty, it may be kind of ugly, but that's the point that we've gotten to after 4 years of Barack Obama, or 8 years of Barack Obama, and what's about to be 4 years of the Biden-Harris administration, however that ends up playing out. It won't be Biden the whole time. But we need more low self-monitors with good ideas. We need people who are not just going to say what they think the liberal media wants to hear and strokes their ego with that. We need people who just stand up and say what they believe. Donald Trump did a good job of that. For all his flaws, he was an excellent president as far as policy goes and as far as strong leadership. And we're seeing the opposite of that now. To close, I wanted to say, remember that time a former first lady ran for president and lost? That was hilarious, and there's no pun intended for that. Purchase my book, Implicit Biases in the Unconscious, Liberal Biases, Racial Prejudice, and Politics, for sale at barnesandnoble.com. It's your tool to fight critical race theory. And also listen to my podcast exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com.